A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, August the 9th, 2018. Welcome to our women's segment where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Welcome again. If you're just joining us, welcome. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are continuing to take a look at political developments in the country after the country's harmonized elections held last month. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
As you know, Live Talk goes out to our public on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Panopachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Remember, on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So if you haven't liked us yet, please like us on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, and join in the conversation right now.
And remember, if you're just joining us today on the Women's Roundtable, we're continuing to look at political developments in the country after the harmonized elections held last month. What are your views on the issue?
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission presidential results named ZANU-PF's Emmerson Mnangagwa as the winner with 50.8% of the vote, with MDC's Nelson Chamisa coming in second. The MDC Alliance, however, has disputed the results, saying they are claiming victory and are going to take correction. Let's take a look at how the announcement was done by ZEC.
Mnangagwa Emmerson Dambudzo of ZANU-PF party is therefore duly declared elected president of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from the 3rd of August 2018.
We were just taking you there, flashback at ZEC announcing the presidential results, which are being disputed by the MDC Alliance.
And the MDC Alliance held its own press conference disputing the presidential results and threatening court action. Let's take a listen to what the Alliance said on the issue.
Thank you very much. Difficult times in our country, but we will get there. I'll introduce our chairperson, Senator Komishi, to come and give you a brief statement.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. We as MDC Alliance totally reject the results that have been announced so far. We reject the results because the results have not been verified by the chief election agents of the candidates. The process is very clear. When results are collected, the polling agents should be verified. I represent my candidate, Nelson Chamisa, and as the chief election agent of the party, the results that have been announced have not been verified by us. I did not sign those results, so the results are fake. The results have been printed they've not been verified by the polling agents. And we are the polling agents who have not done that. Polling agents verify the results from presidential results are considered the best results. And the constituent results have not been announced. And the constituent results have not been announced and not verified. We held a meeting today with the CEO and we agreed on the process. And the process was not followed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I think you're going to opposition.
That was the MDC Alliance Mok Nkomiji speaking on the results. Before that, you heard MDCT presidential spokesperson Nkululeko Sibanda.
And as you know, the MDC Alliance went on further to hold other press conferences, in which yesterday we saw their lawyer Thabani Mpofu saying that they now have all the evidence they need to take their matter to court. So we will be giving you the latest coming out of that. But one of the MDC leaders, Tendai Biti, appeared in court today after he was returned from Zambia overnight, and he was released on $5,000 bails and other conditions. Let's take a look at Mr. Biti as he walked into court earlier on today. That there was a video of Mr. Biti as he was brought into court today, and we'll also have a view from his lawyer, Mr. Alec Muchadehama, later on. But let's hear the view of the United Nations on this case.
UNHCR remains gravely concerned about the reported incident of a Zimbabwean asylum seeker who was seeking safety in Zambia, that he has been deported from Zambia back to Zimbabwe. And this has unfortunately happened despite UNHCR interventions and our strong objections. Forcibly returning refugees and asylum seekers to a place where their life is in danger is a violation of the international refugee law. And this has happened against the Zambian national laws as well. So we are calling Zambia to investigate how this happened. People who seek safety, in this case, this individual, was coming to Zambia with a clear intention of applying for asylum. In Zambia, UNHCR was trying to remain engaged with the government. We intervened. We understand that even despite a court order, this individual who was seeking safety in Zambia has been returned back, and we are gravely concerned about his fate and safety.
We are hearing there the view of the United Nations on Mr. Tendai Biti's case, but we have an in-studio guest, star.
Yes, in the studio we have Nomfundo Mkhize, who is here on the 2018 Mandela Washington Fellowship. How are you, Nomfundo? Welcome to our show.
Hi, Star. Hi. Almost said Melrose. Marvelous. I'm
hi,
so sorry.
Hi, Nomfundo. No, it's okay.
I've got Johannesburg Melrose Arc on my mind, clearly.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I'm missing home just a little bit.
Yes.
But thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you. We actually brought you in because we know in South Africa, today is actually a holiday. It's Women's Day. Tell us a little bit about that before we go back to our politics.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. I'm in America for the first time on Women's Day in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And kuhlukile kakhulu because back home this day is amazing. People don't go to work. It's a public holiday. Mm-hmm. And it commemorates powerful women in South Africa in 1956. 20,000 women took to the streets marching to the Union Buildings Parliament, mm-hmm. In South Africa, where they were saying that they no longer want to carry passes or passports. Back then, back home, we called them dompas. So black people under the system of apartheid were being policed. Freedom of movement was not a right. So their freedom of movement was policed. It was worse for women. Women needed the permission of even their husbands or men or their fathers in order for them to make any decision or in order for them to move to faraway places. So that day, 20,000 women led by amazing women activists such as Nelson Mandela's former wife, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, Mam Albertina Sisulu, Mam Lillian Ngoyi, and so many other powerful women that just gathered together and they galvanized and they went to march for women's rights. So we actually see women taking the power, and we see that women played an important role in South Africa also in bringing about this democratic change that we enjoy today, so that women like me could find themselves one day sitting in this chair speaking on Voice of America Zimbabwe News.
Oh wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, ungasichazela njalo ngamafeature ngesiZulu kulabo abangezwe isiLungu ukuthi kuhamba njani namhle South Africa ngelanga lokunanza amalungelo abesifazane.
Ngibone kakhulu kuyinkundla zokuxhumana ukuthi abantu besifazane namhlanje bathwele amaduku abanye abaningi ngoba bathi inhloko yomuntu wesifazane iyona enhle, ila umqhele okumele uhlale khona, or a crown. Sibabonile akade be abanye babo futhi kade be kuma events ahlukahlukele conferences. Bayasho ukuthi qala bekulwelwa inkululeko abantu besifazane politically. Manje kodwa sesinezinye izimo ezibhekene nabantu besifazane. Isimo saseNingizimu Afrika sinzima, sibucayi. Abantu besifazane bayadlwengulwa, abantu besifazane bayashawa. Abantu besifazane siyabona ukuthi there's a lot of brutal acts being being faced their way or coming their way. So usuku lanamhlanje ila abantu besifazane nabantu besilisa esibaqhuquzela khona ukuthi abake bekhokha umoya, behlale phansi, becabange indima abayidlalayo noma bangayidlala ekukhulu ekukhulu ukuthi umuntu wesifazane ethole ukukhululeka okungcono okungaphezulu. Sikwazi ukuthi sithi phansi ngodlame labantu besifazane phansi, sikwazi ukuthi phansi ngokuhlukumezeka kwabantu besifazane phansi. So usuku lanamhlanje ngibone kakhulu kwinkundla zoxhumana ukuthi kukhulunywa lo mlayezo kanye no layezo futhi we-women's empowerment ukuthi abantu besifazane njengamanje abakakwazi ukuthola ukuthi bethole umholo ofanayo noma olinganayo nabantu besilisa. Asikhulumi ngabantu besilisa abamnyama kuphela, kepha uyacabanga ukuthi uma umuntu wesilisa omnyama e-South Africa uhola ngaphansi komlungu, uma umuntu wesifazane ushake kabili because uhola ngaphansi komuntu wesilisa nomuntu wesifazane omlungu, uphinde uhole ngaphansi komuntu wesilisa womuntu omnyama. So namhlanje futhi siyasho, siyakhuluma, siyakhala sithi abantu besifazane abathole inkululeko ukuthi nabo behole njengabanye futhi abantu besilisa eNingizimu Afrika.
Yeah, kodwa sikhuluma ngayo eNingizimu Afrika, ungathi amalungelo abesifazane asenanzwa yini? Besiloko sisizwe ukuthi ungathinta umfazi uyothinta imbokodo, kodwa ubona ingani lakanye acine enanzwa amalungelo abesifazana, kumbe hayi kumele beqhubeke belwisa?
Kusamele silwe kakhulu, umkhulu umsebenzi yinde le ndlela. Enye yamaculo esike siwacule umzabalazo eNingizimu Afrika ukuthi isikhathi nesikhathi siba ney'nselelo zakhona, ama-challenges akhona, kodwa esigqugquzelayo ukuthi sabantu besifazane abasha njengamanje nathi saney'nkinga, saney'nselelo, akhona amalungelo esiphiwe wona kumthetho sisekelo waseNingizimu Afrika, i-constitution esiwutholile-ke ngo-1996 kahle, kepha ey'ndaweni ey'ningi leyo mthetho asakawuphili. Ukhona ubhaliwe, ulotshiwe phansi, kepha sakawuphile. Siyafunda ukuthi lo mthetho siwuphile, siwuphefumule, sisho nathi sivume ukuthi ngempela amalungelo esiwatholile kumthetho sisekelo, amalungelo esiwaphilayo nsuku zonke, wonke umuntu siyakwazi ukuthi ehloniphe ilungelo lomuntu wesifazane.
Hi, amazwi amahle lawa.
You're a young lady yourself. What does, you know, Women's Day mean to you as a young lady?
I think it's going back to basics. Sibuyele emasiswini. Ubona nje ukuthi umuntu wesifazane, ubuhle bakho, ukuthanda nokujabulela ubuhle bakho njengomuntu wesifazane. KwaZulu sithi abantu besifazane bayimbali zezwe, okusho ukuthi la esihamba khona kumele kuzwa, kumele kubonakale, kumele kuqhakazeke. So mina njengomuntu wesifazane osamusha, engikwaziyo ukuthi into engithokozelayo kakhulu njengamanje ukuthi nginamandla, nginephimbo, and kumele ngilisebenzise leli phimbo nalamandla ukuthi ngizwakale, ukuthi ngibonakale, ukuze njengabantu besifazane sothule ukukhululeka okungcono noma okungaphezulu. So it's an amazing day for me. Back home, I'm aware that some men will even some women will take time off work, in radio stations, for example, and the men will work for no pay and the women will get pay even though they are home. Or they will be pampered, without umuntu wesifazane umhlaba ngaba ukho ngoba uNkulunkulu ukhethe umuntu wesifazane ukuthi isiphiwo sakhe sidlule kuyena abantwana bezalo.
Very interesting there. And you are here at a very interesting time where Zimbabwe has been going through elections, and obviously you had some Zimbabweans on the fellowship. What did you gather, especially from the young women? How do they see this process that's going on in Zimbabwe before we let you go?
Definitely, I think the young women of Zimbabwe are powerful. Powerful voices. I think one thing I've always envied with every interaction that I had with Zimbabwean women, very well educated. I love that. Poised women, and not afraid to speak. Whether that's a cultural thing or whether that's an educational thing, I've always envied that and I've loved it. So I met amazing women. One of them is a lady called Kuda Kwashe. She's from Zimbabwe. She's amazing. She's trying to change, she's trying to revolutionize mobile money on the African continent and make it easy for people to use mobile money to buy even internationally, because there's problems of eco cash in Zimbabwe and so forth. So we are seeing that, lots of young women are going to be innovators. I also met another young, lovely woman called, Joelle. She has a media house called Dome Media. She founded it, and her biggest stride is that she wants women to tell their stories in their own voices. Yes. Her media house empowers young women to do that, and she amplifies those stories. So I'm already seeing ukuthi abantu abasha ababantu besifazane eZimbabwe njengamanje kukhula bakuphethe, and they were hoping mhlawumbe ukuthi ama elections azodlala kangcono kunendlela esibonayo. Kade bengalifuni oludlame esilibonayo manje noma esizwa ngalo, kade befuna ukuthi ku-electwe ukuze bezoqala besebenze ezweni labo bephile futhi ngokuthula kanye noxolo.
Yebo, ungabuzwile abanye ukuthi bathini ngokhetho lolo lwenzakeleyo, ukuthi bengabuyela yini ekhaya, kumbe laba abasekhaya besithi bathokoza ngalokho okwenzakeleyo. Kulaba ade bekuhlelo lwakho uzwe besithini ngakho?
Abaningi ade bengathokozile ngemphumela esiyitholile kukhetho ade lukhona, kodwa babuyele ekhaya. Abathokozile, kepha bayazi ukuthi ushintsho liza ngesikhathi. Okumnandi ukuthi ade bethi i-candidate bona mhlawumbe ade beyifisi beyumuntu omusha, but kumnandi-ke when you have age on your side and youth, it means you have time on your side.
Kuncintise abantu abasha.
Yes, but it means we have time on our side. So 5 years is going to go like this. So if you're not happy now, it's okay. We've got another 5 years as a young Zimbabwean where you can still go and exercise your vote and your right to vote. And hopefully with time, we can get to a point where majority years will say Zimbabwe is ojabula ngimphumela yokhetho.
Thank you so much. And happy Women's Day to you.
Thank you so much. And I heard that the AU has also adopted August as the month of Women's Month on the continent of Africa. So happy Women's Month.
Thank you very much. We now take you to a video of Thokozani Khuphe, Mushwari Thokozani Khuphe, the leader of the MDCT, which she leads, Mushwari Thokozani Khuphe. Let's take a listen at what she had to say. She was one of the women presidential candidates in this past election.
Against all odds, there are many people who are saying we're living in a patriarchal society, a woman cannot be a president. But I'm happy to say that against all odds, we managed to become number 3, and I beat more than 17 men who were also contesting. So I just wanted to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my first post-election press conference. Let me thank you all for making time this afternoon. Let me start by extending my condolences to the bereaved families who lost their loved ones during the August 1 incident. I also join others in prayer for those that were hospitalized. In that context, we welcome the independent commissions suggested by the president-elect. However, we propose that independent commissions be set up by Parliament and that it reports to Parliament directly. This is to avoid any insinuations of bias. We unreservedly condemn any form of violence, and it is my prayer that the two ghastly acts, one of the bombing on the 23rd of June 2018 in Bulawayo, and violence that broke out in Harare on the 1st of August, have put a blot on what could have been a violent free election, will never be repeated. In giving an assessment of the 2018 elections, the following are important issues to note.
So we're hearing there from one of the female presidential candidates, Ms. Thokozani Kupe, there saying actually she's very happy coming in third because she broke the ceiling. According to her, she beat 17 men who were also vying for the presidency. So,
yeah, lapho kulaba basanda ukusixhuma kuleyo video kumabona kude sizwe uNkosazana Thokozani Kupe we MDCT ekhuluma ngokhetho. Wise ube sithi ke okuningi kwakhona bayakuvuma ukuthi lwalukhululekile, kodwa abavumi ngenhliziyo yonke labo. Kukhona lapha ababona ingani baqelibezelwa, kodwa kulaba abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi sikhangela ngokwenzakala elizweni. Selokhu kwamenyezelwa impumela yokhetho, siyabona ukuthi kuningi njalo udaba olusegudwini kathesi. Ngolwesiphathamandla se-MDC Alliance, njalo engumkhokheli webandla le-People's Democratic Party ekulo umanyano we-MDC Alliance, umnumzana Tendai Biti, yena-ke ubebalekile elizweni esithi impilo yakhe isengozini. Wachaphela kwele Zambia lapho afike abefuna khona ukudinga ubuphepheli, kodwa iziphathamandla zeZambia zahle zathi azimniki lobo buphepheli ngoba zisuthiseki ngezizathu alazo ezokudinga lobo buphepheli, zathi sezimbisela. Kwaba lokukhona okuningi okuvela enhlanganisweni eziningi ezigoqela umanyano we-United Nations kanye labalwela amalungelo obuntu, bathi lokhu yikwephula umthetho weziphepheli emhlabeni jikelele. Nxa umuntu edinga ubuphepheli kufanele aphiwe. Njalo umthethwandaba waphezulu we-High Court yeZambia wabusithi hhayi angabiselwe emuva, kodwa uhulumende weZambia wambisele emuva. Sizwile amagqwetha ammelayo esithi awathokozi ngalokhu okwenzakeleyo ngoba kulandelwanga umthetho. Kodwa sikhuluma nje uhambile lamhle emthethwandaba lapho ayitheswe khona icala lokugqugquzela uDlakela kanye lokumemezela impumela yokhetho inhlanganiso yeZEC ingakakwenzi lokho. Ngakho-ke udaba lolokhu lusacazululo.
Kune avo vachangobva kuphinda muchirongwa chedu, tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Takaona isu sangano reZEC richiti vaEmerson Mnangagwa ndivo vakawanikwa vachikunda musarudzo ukuwo, vaNelson Chamisa veMDC Alliance vachiti ivo ndivo vakakunda, uyezve vakati vari kukwidza nyaya yavo iyoyi kumatare. Nhasi taona vatendai Biti veMDC Alliance vachimiswa pambe ripedare, uyezve tiri kunzwa kuti tine mumwe watingati gwetsa ravo riri kuvamirira vaAlec Muchade hama vari panhare. Regai tiende kwavari tinzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei. Hallo.
Hallo.
Makadiko vaMuchade hama?
Tiripo makadi henyu.
Aiwa, tiri nani. Mungati tsananguriro kuti nyaya yavatendai Biti yamira sei pari zvino?
Nhasi vazopomerwa mhosva yekuita yekukonzera mhirizhonga neimwe yekunzi vavadaidzira zvakabuda musarudzo veki isati yaburitsa. Saka vazoendeswa kumatare edzimhosva, pavandomiswa padare redzimhosva vachipomerwa mhosva mbiri idzodzi. Saka tazoisa chikumbiro chekuti vambopuwa mari yechibatiso kuti vatongwe vachibva kunze. Saka vazopuwa yatingati mari yeinoita zviuru zvishanu zvemadhora $1,000 nemamwe maconditions okuti izvo vasazotaura nevafakazi vehurumende, varambe vachigara pavanogara, vape pasipoti yavo kune mabharani wekucourt, vazondozvitaridza zvakare kaviri pazuva rega rega kumapurisa ecid Law and Order nezvimwe zvakadaro. Izvo vadzoke mangwana zvakare kuzomira mberi kwedare, kuti isusu pane zvichemo nezvikumbiro zvatoda kuzokwidzawo kudare mangwana maringe nemabatirwo avanga vachitwisa kuti vazoonerwa sei muno munyika munomu ivo vambe vari kuzambia tikazwa kuti mutemo unoti chii maerano nomunhu anenge audzwa neni
mungakwanisa kutaura nechirungu here zvamataura izvi
mati
mogona kutitaurirazve nechirungu kuti what is the status on the Mr. Tendaibiti's case, what's the latest information?
Well, what has happened now is that Mr. Biti has been charged with two counts. One for public violence and then another one for declaring someone to have been duly elected in an election before Zeki has done so. So today he was then arraigned at the magistrate court facing those two charges. And we applied for bail, which he was consented to by the state. So by consent, bail was then granted in the sum of $5,000 together with certain conditions that he's supposed to continue residing at the given address, not to interfere with witnesses, to surrender title deeds to his property, to surrender his passport, and then to report twice a day at CID Law and Order. But the matter was then postponed to tomorrow, where we want to challenge his placement on remand and the magistrate's jurisdiction to entertain his matter, given how he was brought back to Zimbabwe, and that in any event, there is no substance to the allegations. That is the challenge that we intend to make to the court tomorrow.
I'm taking you over now to Star, my co-host
and,
here.
Mr. Mcharehama, how do you intend to plead on this case? Is he going to plead not guilty?
To plead to the judges?
Yes.
No, we are not yet at that stage. For now, we are simply dealing with the remand proceedings.
Okay.
Where the state wants him placed on remand so that he becomes a subject of the court. They were saying that he should not be in the court in the first place. All things being equal, he should not even be in Zimbabwe by choice, but that he has been unlawfully brought to Zimbabwe by the Zambian authorities in connivance with the Zimbabwean authorities. And we intend to challenge all that. Whether he then pleads to the charges, we are yet to get to that stage.
Yes, and how did you, did his, when he was granted bail, did this come as a surprise, or you feel that you didn't expect that to happen?
No, he was not even supposed to be in court in the first place.
Yes, taking that into consideration.
So we have nothing to be grateful about for him being granted bail. After all, the conditions were too strict for nothing. But when you deal with the freedom, sometimes you have to compromise. Because if you are granted bail with stringent conditions, that is a serious curtailment of his freedoms in terms of the Constitution. This is why it is a serious matter to get someone to be placed on remand, let alone to be granted bail, albeit on stringent conditions. So this is a thing which is, should not likely be done, because it has a bearing on how you then live after that. So I cannot say I was surprised, because from where I stand, he's not even supposed to, he was not even supposed to go to court in the first place.
Yes, and
supposed they've been arrested in the first place.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking you this is right before me, I have a recent Twitter from President Mnangagwa, and he's saying, a very credible one, he's saying, I'll read it to you, Tendai Biti was released earlier today following my intervention. At such a crucial time in the history of the new Zimbabwe, nothing is more important than unity, peace, and dialogue. Yes, equally important, however, is an adherence to the rule of law. I repeat, no one is above the law. Thus, due to the serious nature of the allegations of incitement, due processes will continue. And lastly, he says, I call on all parties to immediately cease from all forms of incitement to violence and conduct all activities solely within the framework of the law. All Zimbabweans must join us now in striving for unity, peace, and reconciliation. Peace is paramount. But of paramount importance, too, he's saying, he's taking credit for the release of Mr. Biti. So we hope we'll get Mr. Muchate Hama to explain to us if this is the right way which the president has followed, and if the credit goes to Mr. Mnangagwa for being freed, or if they believe they really had no case to answer, like what he says. Yeah, even ngisho lapha ukuthi uMongameli Mnangagwa usebhalileke ebulenjini beTwitter lapha ukuthi okwenze uMnumzana Biti wakhululwa ngesibambiso sebail kungenxa yokuthi nguye ngokwakhe uqobo lwakhe othe hayi umkhupheni ngoba sifuna kube lokuthula. Kodwa uthe sitsho njalo engathi ukuthi hayi yena vele usekhululiwe sengasihambela lapha afuna khona ukuthi hayi lokho ngikwenza nje ngoba asifuni kube lodlakela elizweni. Uyatsho njalo ukuthi icala aletheswayo licala elibi kakhulu elokutshotshozela udlakela lalena leli elinye ukuthi uyaletheswa olekumemezela impumela yokhetho yona ingakaphumi kukhomishini ye-ZEC eyiyo ebilelungelo lokukwenza lokho. Ngakho-ke sizezwa amagqwetha ukuthi athini ngalokho. And seeing Mr. President Mnangagwa is saying the charges preferred against Mr. Biti, they are very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some legal experts saying that inciting violence carries a minimum of 10 years, and announcing the results
mm-hmm.
before ZEC does, that could be about 6 months. So that's why the president is saying, I'm not saying he's free. He's those are serious charges which he has to face.
Yes, and he's actually come under a lot of attack from some human rights, advocates here on social media. You know, people saying maybe it can be termed interference because such a case should not really have the president having to step in. He should let due process happen. But it would be good to ask
hear from the legal.
Mr. Mshadi Hama, but we actually are getting some responses here on social media. It seems, you know, Zimbabwe is very active on social media, and people have been sharing the president's Twitter and also, you know, some other human rights activists, and some members of the MDC Alliance itself are also commenting on the Twitter, message that the president set out. But we will be waiting to hear from the legal, side from Mr. Mshadi Hama if we get him.
We are also hoping we'll get Lizwe Jamila, the human rights lawyer, too. They can give us the legal perspective on the issue. And some maybe, so we can throw the questions on how far the president can intervene into the court processes. We are also aware that the MDC Alliance still says it will hand over its petition against where they are petitioning the results of the presidential results and some parliamentary results. So they were hoping that there won't be any interference from the government and the courts. But many people are also asking, Marv, they are saying, what about the petition?
Yes,
because they have, I understand, up to tomorrow to file the petition. But there has been some reports from one of the legal advisors there of Mr. Nelson Chamisa.
Yes.
Mr. Tabani Mpofu, he was saying maybe they'll file the petition tomorrow morning. But we still haven't heard exact directly from them on when they are filing that petition.
We are actually trying to get hold of Mr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the spokesperson for Mr. Nelson Chamisa. But let's go back kuchirongwa chedu kune avo vari kupinda muchirongwa. Tombo kupai nzwisa yemangwe madzimai zvavanga vari kutaura pamusoro pezvesarudzo. Tinoona kuti sangano re Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe riri kuti iro riri kushushikana nekuti madzimai mazhinji vamwe vakawanikwa vachibatikana panyaya yekushungurudzwa kwakaitwa vanhu apo. Takaona vanhu 7 vachifa, vamwe 14 vachizokuvadzwa. Uyezve amai Ronica Mumbire veWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe, toda kumbonzwa kwavari kuti vari kutii nenyaya iyoyi yesarudzo, kuti vanoona sei tine madzimai here akawanda akapinda musarudzo zvingafadzi vanoita kurwira kodzero dzemadzimai. Regai tinzwe kubva kuna amai Ironica Mumbire ve Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe.
Sezangano rinomirira madzimai takanangana nemadzimai akakwanisa kukwikwidza tiri kufara kuti tine mamwe madzimai akakwikwidza asi sezvatinongoramba tichitaura bumbiro redu remutemo rinotaura pamusoro pegender parity inova isina kukwanisa kusvitswa asi pane vakasvika ivavo tiri kufara nekuvakorokotedza kuti tinozvitenda kuti muchagona kutimiririra muzvigaro zvamakakwanisa kupinzwa izvozvo zvimwewo zvatiri kutarisa sebato remadzimai zvakanangana nemadevelopments akazoitika just after the day rekuvhota ane chekuita neviolence tinoshushikana chaizvo nezvakaitika izvozvo ende tinoda kupa mashoko edu ekunyaradza kumuri dzakashaikirwa nehama dzavo asi tichingopa kumapato ese takanga tafara chaizvo patakaona vachinge vachasaina peace pledge asi hatina kuzoona zvakabudirira throughout the process yemy elections because takazoona paita mhirizhonga yakazokonzera kuti pafiwe saka semadzimai tiri kuona madzimai achiafektwa vana vadiki tembere dzedu dzichiafektwa munyaya dzakaita saidzozvo tikatarisa vamwe vanhu vakatofa munyaya idzodzo vanga vasinei nezvanga zviri kuitika asi vakawanikwa vaakusangana nazvo mamwe madzimai edu akatanga kurongedza misika yavo aakuinda kudzimba kureva kuti vakatoruza mari yavakanga vachishanda panguva yesho iyoyo because pakaita mhirizhonga iyoyo we want to congratulate the women that made it all the same it is not what we want as women it's not enough for us because our constitution clearly states that there should be gender equality and we expect women to be equal number as their male counterparts so as we go forward we want to see all the stakeholders concerned making sure that women are equally represented in those various political spaces also we are so disheartened and saddened by the violence that came thereafter we want to send our condolences to the families of that lost their dear relatives however it really affected the women it affected the children some of the women who were not even part of the violence were caught on the crossfire and they lost their lives it's really something that we don't tolerate as women
We're hearing there kubva kuna mai Ronica Mumbire veSangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine mumwe munyarikani wedu saka tichadzoka zvakare tichizokupai mazwi ataurwa iwo neSangano reZPP vachitaura ivo nenyaya yemhirizhonga iri kuitika munyika. Over to you.
Yeah, ecingweni siyezwa kuti silo mnumzana Edwin Dlovu isiphathamandla sebandla lePeople's Democratic Party lona elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Tendai Biti onguye esikhuluma ngaye la pa emsakazweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo
Siyabonga ukwamukela emsakazweni
Yeah liyamukela njani umbiko lo ukuthi umnumzana Bithi ukhululwe ngesibambiso sebail lanxa nje imgoqo yakho na imnengi kodwa ukhululiwe uzaqhubekela ephandle kwento lo
Siyathaba singathabi uthi umnumzana Tendai Biti umkhokheli wethu ukhululiwe ngebheyili lamhlanje ke emini sithaba yebo kambe ukuthi lamhlanje uzaba lelungile lokuyalala endlini yakhe adle udla kufunayo ageze alale embhedeni wakhe kuhle siyakuthabela lokho kodwa lokwesibili ngikakuthabisi ukuthi iZANU PF icreate istory ithotshe uBiti imbophe ibisimfithi yona itimphibheyili sokuzakhanya ingazathi ngurhulumende ke olozwelo ngurhulumende onakekela amalungelo oluntu ikanti ke yena nguye okwenzileyo lokho ngoba ngibonile ithwiti kamnumzana Mnangagwa kathesi sithi yena unguye othe uBiti kakhululwe ilizwe lidinga ukuthula lidinga idialogu kodwa ke kuyibo ke ababhalileyo sina leso script sokuthi uBiti kabotshwe yikho ke sithi hayi bangabazenzisi siyathokoza nje ukuthi uphumile uzalala endlini yakhe kodwa ke okwenzakale kuye kakusithokozisi okwenziwe ezanu p f okwesibili ibheyili leyo lama-conditions ayo kuthumathi ngokwani kanti ubulela umuntu yini abadubula abantu abayisithupha bafa betshengisela bona kambe babotshiwe na hathi kababotshwanga kodwa ongabulalanga muntu nguye osephiwa-ke ibheyili condition kangaka kuyathengisela nje ukuthi uhulumende esilaye ulocuku ganani la vantu akwenzayo nje lizaba uti ukhanyaza zathu bithu khululiwe kodwa ke icondition yangkhona imbi kakhulu
ye ngikuzwa ukukhuluma ngeTwitter siyananzelela ukuthi esinye isiqephu seTwitter le njengoba ikuzigaba izintathu sithi sona kodwa abantu bekhumbula ukuthi kakho kumele aqoqhuzele udlakela kakho kumele abangele konke ungabe ubona ngani uthi ukuthi umnomzana bithi kukhona kwenzayo yini kumbe hayi nje uthi abantu behlale ngokuthula
esingathi inference umnangagwa lo ukuthi ke akhanyanga zathi ngumuntu ke othanda ukuthula kodwa esazakala ke silayo history yakhe kusukela ngesikhathi seGugurahundi uze kuyefika isikhathi sika 2002-2008 siyakwazi ukuthi bangabantu abale violence lokho nje izaba ukulahlisa nje abantu emehlweni ukuthi international community boni ngani uthanda ukuthula ubithi siyakwazi thina ukuthi kalaqala ngoba kulaqala lenzayo ubithi wathi abantu kumele babe nelungelo lokuthi batshengisele basole abaye bekusola ngaso kuphambanisekile ngaleyo ndlela kasikho kuqukumbela ukuthi kube nodlakele elizweni hathi kakusikho
ye ngamafitshane nje if you can, before we take our next guest, if you can briefly summarize in English as how is the PD party led by Mr. Biti, you feel about what's happening now?
Yes, perhaps one would say we are happy that our leader is finally out of custody, is now safe at his house. Yes, we might be happy over that. But to a large extent, we are not happy because ZANU-PF are the ones who created this script, they are the ones who make Tendai Biti to suffer. They are the ones who harass Mr. Biti. They are the ones who arrested Mr. Biti. Therefore, they should not, at the end of the day, turn around and pretend to be messiahs. People really who have made Tendai Biti come out of a prison. It's very, very wrong. I saw Mnangagwa's tweet this evening saying, he is for peace. He is the one who ordered that our leader should be released from custody. We are saying those are crocodile tears. They are the ones who wrote this script. They are the ones who made our leader suffer. Therefore, at the end of the day, we know they are doing this so that the international community will look at them as people who respect human rights. Yet at the end of the day, it is known that they are the ones who are creating anarchy in this country. We are saying our leader did not commit any crime. What he said is that people should be free to demonstrate and air their views, air their anger. If the junta decides to steal their vote, simply put, therefore, that does not mean someone was encouraging or inciting people to do violence. Therefore, yes, to some extent, we are happy our leader is now free on bail, although the amount is exorbitant. Even to say he should report to the police twice a day is demonic. We are not happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Ungabamba khona phecingweni sizaphenduka kuwe njalo ke sithatha umuntu.
Regai timboenda zvedu tinzwe zvanga zvachitaurwa nebato reZimbabwe Peace Project vachitaura ivo panyaya yezviri kuitika mhirizhonga iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tanga tambobata mai Monica Mutsvangwa asi nhare dzavo dzadonha saka ticharamba tichiedza kuvabata veZANU-PF. Timbonzwa kuti iko kubato kwavo madzimai mangani vakakwanisa kupinda sevadare uyezve nekusenate. Tambinge tavabata asi nhare dzavo dzadonha saka mai Mutsvangwa kana makateerera kana mukaona namba dzedu ibva madaira foni. Regai tinzwe Justina Mukoko muzvare Justina Mukoko veZimbabwe Peace Project vachitaura nezvemhirizhonga.
Mumasure mekunge vanhu vaurayiwa mumigwagwa musi wa1 August, takaburitsa mashoko tichitaura nekuchipunga kwedu kwezviri kuitika. Izvozvi tine gwaro ratiri kugadzira rakatarisanawo nezviri kusanganikwa nazvo nevanhu mumazuva anaya. Asi chandingataure ndechekuti vakawanda vatinoti isusu varivo vari kushungurudza, vamwe vacho vari kutya kutaura, tisingazivi kuti mashoko rudziya vari kusiyiwa vainawo ari kuita kuti vatye kutaura nezvavari kusangana nazvo. tinoshanda neyai nonziyo do no harm. Saka tine kuti nyaya yekusununguka kuti ndakachengetedzeka inyaya inosiyana kubva pamunhu kuenda pamunhu. Haisi nyaya yekuti unganosvike uchimanikidza munhu kuti chibva waita izvi. Saka isusu basa redu nderekuti tinogona kuvaonesa kuti pamuteo zvinhu zvakamira sei. Asi kana ivo vaona zvakakodzera kuti varambe vari pavari, hatigoni kuvamanikidza. Taura inesu veZimbabwe Peace Project kune sangano rinonzi Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Uyezve vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti kune inonzi Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission yakagarirawo kunzwa zvinyunyuto zvevanhu izvozvo kuti zvigone kugadzirira.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Justina Mukoko veZimbabwe Peace Project vachitaura nezvemhirizhonga iri kuitika munyika. Tomboenda zvekune mumwe mudzimai ari mudiaspora atiye adi kudomwa nezita asi ari kuti zviri kuitika kumusha zviri kumushungurudza. Regai tinzwe kuti anga achiti chii. Takamirira hedu kunzwa kune mudzimai ari mudiaspora ari kutaura iye kuti ari kushungurudzika nezviri kuitika. Regai timbochingamidza vari palive feed yedu pari zvino. Tinangoni Shocks ari kuti tasvikawo pano. Chipo Chikirwa ari kuti vamunangagwa needs to arrest all the soldiers who killed people and are continuing harassing people in the whole of Zimbabwe. Now he wants to take credit. It's ZANU-PF who is violent, terrorizing people, she says. Byron Magunde ari kuti abva ataura iye akatsamwa chaizvo chiratidzo gumbo. Hanzi the president himself is being or is acting zvisina kunaka. Tinache Gangarawe hanzi vamunangagwa aiwa muri kuita zvisina kunaka ipapa apa. Hativerenge kana muchinyora zvekunyomba, hativerenge pano pastudio 7. Tinoda vanhu vanonyora zvekuvaka. Adisi Kuza ari kuti some women involved are not doing good jobs to women. Ndobva ataura iye kuti pane vamwe vanobva vazoita selfish kana vachinge vapinda pachigaro icho chemutungamiri wenyika. Regai tiende kune mudzimai muZimbabweni ari kugara iye kunze kwenyika ari kutaura kuti ari kushushikana nezviri kuitika munyika panyaya idzodzi dzesarudzo nekuti iye shuwiro yake yanga iri yekuti agokwanisa kudzokera kumusha.
Hello, sisi mazi makadii.
Tiri wadi makadii iko kwamuri ikoko.
Tiri nani muri kuita basa naro basa nekuti zivisa.
Aiwa, isusu tinotoshandira imimi. Zvekuti kana tiri kunzwa mazwi akadai munotisimbisa. Taurai tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu.
Tirikurwadziwa vasatya vabiti. Kami namato takatomira. Hatisi kuzomboneta kusvikira nyika yasununguka. Hazvifadzi kuti vamwe vanhu yezvinovorara panze nevana, dzimba dzapiswa kuna ana mutoko, muzarabani vanhu vachirara mumakomo, vanhu vachifa. Zvinhu zvatangisingatarisiri munyika yedu. Tiri vana vemunhu mumwe. Asi zvichapera rini? Tukurwadziwa zvisingamboiti. Dai waro Mwari vanzwisisa vatinzwira tsitsi panguva yakaoma kudai. Nyangwe tiri kunze ikoko, tukutotyawo kuti patichaendawo kumazororo ikoko kunenge kwakamira sei kumamisha. Dai United Nation yapindira izvinota kutokumbira kuti dai vapinda vaisa runyararo munyika. Nokuti kuti inzi nyika vanhu, hapana kusununguka kana munyika musina vanhu. Vachatonga ani kana vopedza vanhu vacho? Vana vedu vachazovei mune ramangwana? Nokuti tikatarisa kuchishandira uchichengeta kuti izvi ndozvichazowanawo vana mangwana, hapana tiri kutongoshandira kutumira vari kumusha ikoko kuti vadye. Zvichingopera zvakadaro, zvikoro zvichikwira, zvinhu zvichikwira. Tichaita sei mune ramangwana? Isu taneta kutaura chokwadi, taakudawo kusununguka, taakudawo kugarawo sevanhu, tichifambidzana, tichitaurirana pasina kutya.
Uyezve kana muchitaura nevanhu vari kumusha vari kuti
vanhu vari kutya kana kufamba, especially kumamisha ndokune hama dzakawanda. 6 o'clock vachinzwa zvinhu zvakadai vanenge vatopinda mudzimba. Kana kufamba manheru kana kukatoitika rufu, vanhu vari kutotya nokuti hauzivi kuti muvengo wako ndiani. Kwangove kutengesana rudo chairwo chairwo apaisini. Kwandiri kunoku ndaane 6 years ndiriko. Kuna ava Emerson Munangagwa indaingokumbira runyararo. Nokuti vanhu vari kufa vari kusiya vana, vana ivavo inherera. Zvanzi chidawo kurarama odzine mhuri dzadzo. Kuna vachamisa tongokumbira kuti Mwari vanavo ushingi ngavangoramba vakashinga. Asi kuti vanhu vachifamba munzira vachiratidzira ngazviregwe sezvo vamwe vari kurasikirwa neupenyu hwavo.
Tiri kunzwapo kubva kune mumwe mudzimai atiye adi kudomwa nezita asati iye ari kunze kwenyika ari kucheva chema achiti dai pangowanikwa paita runyararo kuitira kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane munyika. Tiri kunzwa kuti tine muteereri. Hello.
Hello.
Makadi yenyu?
Tiripo Makadi yosimazi.
Aiwa tiri wadi, taura yenyu, pfungwa dzenyu, muri kupi mukoma?
Ndiri kuBotswana, muri kutaura na Gracious Chari.
Mukoma Gracious, taura yenyu, pfungwa dzenyu.
Inini chandinokumbira sima vechino wani munyika medu runyararo ndechinje kutanga. Kuti dai zvino Mwari vanga vapindira, tati kuti asati gore rino Mwari vachapindwa. Asi kana zvaramba chandakungochemawo chinhu chimwe chete kuti izvo vachamisa navamunangagwa ngavagare pasi vese wowirana, nekuti vamunangagwa chaivo chaivo vanozviziva pamwoyo wavo ivo chaivo chekuti vakadhifitwa navachamisa. Asi semunhu mukuru zvinonyadzisa kuti vabvume dhifiti. Handiti asi chanda kutongokumbirawo kwavari kana vachinzwawo sevana kana vaine tsitsi nevana vezimbabwe, isusu chatinoziva ndekuti ivo chaivo chaivo pavari izvo vakaguta. Chamisa uyu ari kutochemerawo vanhu vane nzara kuti vakwanise sei kugutawo. Chanda kutongokumbira kwavari ndekuti ngavabatane nemupanha uyu wesiyana mhirizhonga yesei towana kudya. Izvi ndikada kuti aisesimabve ndire vanhu almost 6 vanofonera kuzimbabwe vaiti varida kuuya kuno. Apa nindoshandisa turumzi ndinovaisa pai vese ivavo. Kumuzvina zvina kumira mushe kumusha, zvinhu zvakavharwa, mashopu avharwa, zvataiso hazvina muti kungotya. Ndinovaisa pai izvo zvindakabva kutambira vamwe 2 ava vese ava ndinovaisa pai izvezvi.
Saka vari kutoti
kana basa racho vanhu vese vandinovatsvaga ndinosvika papi muno Botswana? Botswana muno mumasiyana nekuna South Africa, muno munarwadzo sisimazi, munoshandwa kuite zvekuti izvoka. Ndotonzwa tsitsi nezvekuitika kumushoko. Dai vachikwanisika chikuru kutaurirana nekuwirirana, tinoziva kuti zvinoitika mukurarama. Vanhu vakuru ana Chivengwa vatova respecta, vanhu vakuru vakarwa hondo, amen. Asi kana pavo vakatambawo, vakatamba vakaita sei? Vakapedzawo. Ngavachisiyirawo vamwe vachipedzisawo hondo yacho iyoyo yasara. Vakarwa hondo tisumunuke. Ngavachipawo chimuti kuna umwe, achimuningina apa pakoniwa pachiita sei? Chipedzesawo apa. Kana kuti chiuya chigara apa, indogara apa, toona kuti tofambisa sei kuvana vezimbabwe voguta. Vosiyana, tochikanganwa kuti kwakambofani, kwakamboita sei, tochinyaradzana nerufu rwese rwakaitika, tochitarisa vapenyu kuti vapenyu ava vochirirama nei. Vochiendawo kune vavakauraya, vakatuma masoja kuti vauraya ava. Tozviziva kuti ana Munangagwa ndivo zvavo vakatumana naChivengwa kunouraya vanhu ava. Tozviziva, hakuna munhu asingazivi.
Mukwasha, ipapo regai tichibatana tiri ipapo, nekuti paita tatsikwa neprovinsi tatiri kuedza kutsvaga mutauriri wavachamisa vankululeko Sibanda. Saka ndiri kutonzwa kuti vari panhare. Imi makatikoshera chaizvo, asi regai tipe mukana kuna vaSibanda nekuti tasarwa ne 5 minutes chete kuti programu yedu ipere. Tinokutendai kunge manga muri muchirongwa.
Maitai.
VaSibanda tinokuchingamidzai.
Maita zvenyu, makadiko?
Aiwa tiripo. Vazhinji vari pano vada kuziva kuti zvamira sei panyaya yepetition yenyu yamati imi muchaendesa kuhigh court nyaya yemaresults.
President Nelson Chamisa va nemagweta avo vabata basa zvikurusa. Basa racho ratopera, ratomerera kuti zvinhu zvacho zviende kukoti. Vaisatiri yakakura uye nevanhu vane experience yakawandisa zvikurusa. It's an international team that is working on. Zvinotoratidza kuti vanhu vakawanda vanoita zvechigweta izvi vari kuona kuti nyaya yavachamisa inenge ichabudirira uye neumbowo hwakakurisa hwakakoshesa.
Yes, Mnumzana Sibanda, ungasichazela kuti singasakhangeli kokuthi amagqwetha mangaki kumbe kuhamba njani, lizakhweza nini lolu daba emthethwandaba?
Udaba luzakhweza mpela. Amagqwetha amaningi asuka emazweni amaningi atshiyeneyo evelokhu ekhangele amaphepha lawa asetshenziwayo ukuthi kubonakala ukuthi indaba yangkonokonganani. Osokuphumile ukuthi bavumelene bonke ukuthi udaba loluqinile njalo luzakuba luzaphumelela emthethwandaba, ngoba umthethwandaba usebenza ngendlela enhle. Khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi hhayi uPresident Chamisa Khanyangani uzaphumelela mnxa esiya emthethandaba. Udibethe silibonayo ukuthi namhlanje sibone uPresident Mnangagwa gijima ngokuthi yena unamandla ukuthi atshele ama-prosecutor namajaji okokwenza khonokho yikho sokusikngane kuyafika ethusa abantu kodwa okungasinani khangelela ukuthi
amajaji
ephezulu azasebenza kuhle.
Ye, kodwa libona ingani lizalukhweza nini emthethwandaba we-constitutional court?
Udaba lolu kufanele lukhwezwe ilanga lakusasa lingadlulanga ngakho njengoba sizalukhweza kukhanya ngani lizakhweza ngofisa.
And meanwhile, with the Zimbabwean government, seems like life is going on. Preparations for the inauguration on Sunday are ongoing. We have seen the president of Botswana, Mokgweetsi Masisi, saying that he's coming for the inauguration with the former president, Festus Mogae, Seretse Khama, Ian Khama, and we've seen the South African president saying the same, meaning they've been invited. And so it's like your petition, as far as the government exists, hasn't been filed. Nothing can hinder that inauguration.
Well, look, it doesn't matter that the petition hasn't been filed. What matters is that we have given a clear indication that we will file, and we are still within the limit to do so. The government of Zimbabwe is acting, in my view, fairly presumptuously by suggesting that the inauguration will go on as if they can determine whether or not we will file our petition.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion by the preparations and the invitation of various leaders is that the government is attempting to tamper with the legal process, and I hope they are not trying to do that because they leave Zimbabweans with very few options.
Mhm. Vasibanda tozoti mune mabasa akawanda muri kuda kuita. Asipane muteerera ari kuti hanzi kosei nhasi muri kutaurira pasi. Saka chipedzisa ine mutsindo kuti
ndekutaurira pasi nokuti ndirimo musangano mandiri muno nhasi yedzera kuda kuti vamwe vacontinue vachishanda nokuti President Jamisa wants us to work and continue working.
Okay, aiwa pakadaro zvakanaka, tinotenda henyu tozotaura nemi mune ramangwana.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, umnumzana Sibanda laphuthi hayilinga abantu bengakhathazeka ukuthi ukhulumela phansi ngoba usemhlanganweni kafuna ukuzwakala phela sememeza. Njalo siyaxolisa umnumzana Edwin Dlovu ukuthi lokho bambile ecingweni. Asimekele akhulume
ngaha. Mrs. Ronica Mumbire, who's just stopped her car so we can speak to her for 1 minute. Bye Mumbire. Mashika manje takumucheto we program yedu mongotaurawo ne 1 minute kana 30 seconds kuti imi muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi munyika pamusoro pezvematongerwo enyika.
Ndinoda kuti nditevere kuti isusu semusangano wedu wemadzimai weWomen's Coalition hatina zvakanyanya zvekuita zvine chokuita nemapato nematongerwo enyika. Isusu yedu concern iri panyaya ine chokuita nemarights emadzimai. Saka takanangana nezviri kuitika izvi, dambudziko redu nderekuti madzimai haana kukwanisa kupinda mumapositions of power munyika medu. And it is our deepest concern kuti the various stakeholders have not committed to the constitution. Give in to issues of gender equality kuti vakwanise kumeka sure kuti zvaimplementwa pavari kuita sarudzo dzavo zvokusarudza vanhu. Hazvinei kwatiri, hazvinei nekuti ari kubato ripi. Chatiri kukurudzira ndechekuti madzimai ange ari panzvimbo dzoutungamiriri.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. Tinokubatai zvakare svondo rinouya nokuti aida kupai nguva refu asi nguva yedu yadyanana. Over to you.
Elako elokucina mnumzana Ndlovu.
Abantwana beZimbabwe bakithi ke abangalahli ithemba bazafika eKenani. IMDC Alliance izabafikisa eKenani. Loba inkokheli zethu zibotshwa, loba besirobha ekhethweni, sithemba njobe chilo kokasibanda lapha indaba yethu izangena emthethandaba. Umthethandaba sithemba layo uzayikhangela ngendlela eqhakatheke ngayo. Imeke sure ukuthi udaba lolu luyaphela, abantwana beZimbabwe bangene eKenani baphume eGibhithe.
Siyabonga isikhathi sisavula. Yes, bongile lakhe lokugcina. That was Edwin Dlovu, lawa spokesperson for PDP ebesixoxa laye lapha ecingweni. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga.
Thanks to Mrs. Ronica Mumbire of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, also spokesperson Kulule Kusbanda of MDC Chamisa, and also Alec Mchadehama, the lawyer for Mr. Tendai Biti. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya Huye saying let's meet again next week.